It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92 Radio, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immune Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. Amber, good to have you back with us once again for another week.
It's great to be back.
Hey, we had a great subject last week. We talked about tacos, which are, of course, near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, everyone's heart, right?
Another subject today that, of course, near and dear to my heart as well.
Is it?
Yeah, meal planning.
Meal planning.
Yeah, I talk about that. I'll think about that all the time.
Do you? Well, I'd love to hear your insight on meal planning before I dive into mine.
What I do is I call your mother, my wife.
That's a good start.
And I say, what's for dinner? That's about it. So,
I think that's a really great lead in here, because that's the conversation that happens at so many houses every night, right?
Right.
What do you want to have for dinner? I don't care. What do you want to have for dinner? I don't care.
No.
Okay.
Nobody seems to.
Let's get pizza.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pizza, make a sandwich or whatever. Yep.
That's right.
But there is probably another better way to go about that, right?
You know, there is. If you enjoy that, where you just kind of stare at each other trying to figure out what you're going to eat. I'm not here to change that. Go ahead and continue that strategy. But if you're feeling like evenings and that supper, as we call it out here, but you can certainly plan dinner, which is lunch out here, right?
Right.
You can plan any meals you want. But meal planning can take a lot of that stress out of your evenings, especially if you have busy weeks and you find yourself eating a lot of convenience food or eating a lot of restaurant food, things that are maybe a little bit less nourishing. We can kind of get around that with a little bit of meal planning. And like you brought up last week, this Friday is National Meal Planning Day.
That's right, it is.
So what better week to talk about it and start developing some strategies on?
I know I've got big plans for the occasion.
Do you? Yeah. Tell me more.
I'll talk about it after.
We'll see if we have time, right? So meal planning really saves a lot. One, it can save you money. And one of the ways that it sends you money is that you're going to the store with more intent. You have your list. You know what you're making for the week. But even more importantly, sometimes for people, it can save on the quality of what you're getting and the diversity of what you're getting. So when we tend to go to the grocery store, we just buy our staples, right? Everybody has kind of their things that they get almost every time they go to the store. And some of those things are nourishing. Some of them are not as nourishing. So having that meal plan can help us get away from those less nourishing things, or at least get away from them in such large quantities so they become a smaller part of our plan. It can save on wasted produce. I can't tell you how many people I talk to, and we do it at our house sometimes too, who go to the store and they see produce and they buy it because it's good for them and they think they should eat it. And then they bring it home and they put it in their produce drawer in their fridge. And then they eat all the staples that they typically eat. And that food just sits in that produce drawer and dies. And then they throw it away.
Right.
We can get away from that with some meal planning. So I always tell people it's really important when you're buying produce, when you're buying anything that's perishable, have a plan for what you're going to do with that. We bought a coconut. You may have seen that on Facebook.
I saw that. You posted that Harrison, your son, wanted a coconut.
Wanted a coconut.
Yeah.
Have you ever opened a coconut before?
I think I've attempted to open a coconut, but didn't have a lot. I think I finally wound up getting an electric drill out and pouring out the contents.
Yeah, probably quicker than our strategy. So we tried the strategy where you kind of hit it with the blunt side of a knife, and that didn't work. So then I used a strategy of using my front step, and that worked well. So that's the one piece of produce that we didn't have a plan for this last time we went to the store. But we had a plan to make it an experiment. So as long as you have intent, because that coconut could have sat on our counter for a very long time if I didn't have a persistent five-year-old asking when we're going to have our coconut drink. So just having a plan, and a meal plan helps create that plan for produce so you aren't wasting money on stuff you're just going to throw away because you forgot you had it. And while calories are not the most important thing, meal planning can save us a lot in calories and in those impulse buys too. So how do we meal plan? Because a lot of people hear that and they think, well, this is going to take a lot of my time and this is going to be stressful and this is a lot of work. And it doesn't have to be. There are a few different strategies. So one, you can just plan the night before. Having a meal plan for a single day is just fine. And all that takes is after your evening meal, take a look in your fridge. What do you have for the next day? what's on your calendar for the next day and figure out if you need to make a stop at the grocery store, if you need to take a protein out of your freezer so you have something thawed for the next day. Do you have time to do a little bit of that meal prep if you know tomorrow's going to be busy? Maybe you have 5 minutes to cut up some veggies for a stir fry or something like that. Keep it simple. So you can just look the night before, make a plan for the next day. That's an easy one.
Yeah, sometimes mine's rather difficult. I have to decide Detoy's, Dairy Queen sticks,
Pantry. That's
BFW,
right. Jubilee Deli.
You know, yeah, there's a lot of choices, you know.
And, you know, bringing that up, There's nothing wrong with planning eating out into your diet. And in fact, when we talk about the next strategy, which is structure, that can be something that you plan in. So we talked a little bit about structure last week when we talked about tacos and how you can get variety and do every Tuesday as a Taco Tuesday, but a variety of different types of tacos each week. You can do the same thing with other things. So maybe on your structure for your week, Mondays are meatless. I know that doesn't go over well with everybody. You can put anything in these categories. But if you have meatless Mondays and Taco Tuesdays and do sandwiches of some sort on Wednesdays and a protein and veggie sheet pan meal on Thursday and a crock pot meal on Friday, and you just plan to eat out on Saturday, or maybe your eating out day is in the middle of the week on a day that you know tends to get busy, it's okay to plan in eating out or socializing, or to look at your calendar and say, we've got a lot of sports going on Thursday. Let's just plan to eat out at one of the restaurants.
Or make sure you work the Grand Theater in there someplace.
That's right. A little popcorn can go into your plan. Absolutely. For a great
vitamins
snack.
In those slushies.
There's not vitamins in the slushies, but
I thought I'd see if I could slip that one in.
But nothing wrong with having those slushies, right? That can be a great option for a treat. Yes. So structure can be nice because you have it kind of built in a little bit. You're just picking which sandwich are we going to eat? Which tacos are we going to make? Which sheet pan meal? Another option is note cards. And this is kind of a favorite at our house. So on my Facebook post, I put a picture of a strategy that we have used in the past where we have a stack of note cards of meals that we know everybody in the family likes. And at the beginning of the week when we're going to meal plan, I will pick a couple. My husband will pick a couple. And any kids that are old enough that are with us will pick a couple. And now that's your meal plan for the week. You know it's things people like. You know it's stuff you already know how to make. And you have access to that food. And you have the meals. And it takes the burden off of the primary cook when you do that too. When you hand your significant other or your 12-year-old a stack of note cards and you say, pick a meal for this week. Now it's not just sitting there trying to come up with all these clever and creative ideas for meal planning, right? And with that, you don't have to come up with new meals and new recipes. Sometimes people get really motivated to meal plan and they go online and they come up with 5 new recipes that they're going to make this week. You probably won't, or at least that strategy isn't sustainable long term. So pick things you're comfortable with. The last simple option is to keep a food journal for a week. Look back at it and kind of improve it from a nutritional quality standpoint. Do you have a protein at all your meals? Do you have veggies at most of your meals? Do you have a healthy fat? And then anything beyond that, improve them a little bit. And now you have an entire week's worth of meal plan right there that you can rotate in here and there. And it's already things that you eat and things that you like, just made a little bit more nutritious.
Right. Well, I can see where that would be a great idea to take a little strain off you during the course of the week.
If you knew
what you were going to be doing tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. And then you don't need to try to come up with it on your way home from work with no protein thawed.
Or as you say, get into that conversation that, you know, well, we get into quite often. What do you want tonight? I don't know. What do you want? No, nobody seems to know what they want.
It happens in every house across America.
So you have the solution. So.
Well, maybe. I hope so.
All right. Well, if people want to talk more about meal planning or any other subject dealing with nutrition or your health, how can they find you?
Yep. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or if you want to see me in person, you can call up to the clinic here in Madison or talk to your provider for a referral. And I see people up there as well.
There you go. All right, then we will see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Amber Boyens from Immunutrition with us on Taco Tuesday here on Q92.